You're listening to Morning Edition on GPB. I'm Joshua Stewart. The old saying goes, dress for success. I remember somebody telling me in my younger days not to dress for the job I have, but for the job I aspired to have. But can you take that too far? Our working guy Brandon Smith is with me again to talk about the office dress code and whether you should be emulating the CEO. Good morning.
Good morning.
You were just talking to the folks at the Wall Street Journal about this. Some people are actually trying to dress like the CEO. What are they trying to accomplish?
We often dismiss this because we say, well, gosh, I'm not going to pander. Or I don't want to be like a kiss-up and dress just like the boss. But when you look up to the CEO or even your boss, the way they dress is sending a couple really important messages. It's first telling you, here's what I expect of the culture of the place. Kind of the formality or informality. They're signaling to us how they want us to operate. They also are signaling to us what they want the brand or image of the organization to be. Are we kind of a blue-collar, get-our-hands-dirty, get-stuff-done kind of group? Are we more of a white-collar, formal, this is serious, professional, we're dealing with important things kind of group? How do we want the world to see us? They're also watching us to see if we get it.
It's that intentional.
In some ways, it is. They're measuring emotional intelligence, you know, EQ, and saying, who understands what I'm trying to, the culture I'm trying to create here?
When we say dress like the CEO, what are we talking about as a practical matter? Are we talking about, you know, if they wear Brooks Brothers suits, you're wearing Brooks Brothers suits, or are we talking about style?
We're talking about style, and that's what makes this hard. If it was Brooks Brothers suits, that's really easy. Go buy a Brooks Brothers suit. But that's really more like copying the CEO. We're not talking about that. We're talking about emulating the style and image that is important to them. So look at them and label them a certain way. Are they formal? Are they casual? Are they business casual? Are they like IT startup firm casual, where it's like Motley Crue t-shirt and, you know, cut up jeans? Or are they kind of hip? We got to figure that out, label it. And then part two is ask yourself, what is it that they do? What are the elements of the way they dress that make that work? And then part three is, how can we incorporate some of that into our own style?
Sounds like you're talking about basically dressing to the level of your CEO rather than dressing like your CEO.
That's a perfect way to put it. I wish I had said it. It's that good.
What do you risk if you don't do this?
If you don't do this, you're going to stand out like a sore thumb, and they're going to say, gosh, he just doesn't get it. And likely, you're going to end up looking like you're just not at the right level. You're going to look less. So as one person in this Wall Street Journal interview in that article mentioned, he said, you can never get in trouble for dressing too nice. And for a certain degree, that's right. If you're just one tick above everybody else, you're good. So if you got a fault somewhere, fault above. Don't fault too far below.
Yeah, so it's okay to dress better than the people above you.
To a certain degree. You don't want to dress so far.
Don't walk in a tux if they're wearing the t-shirt and jeans.
So it's okay. You want to tick a little bit above, but not so far that it becomes a distraction.
Brandon Smith is a workplace consultant and career coach. He's also our resident expert on working issues and a pretty snappy dresser.
I try.
Thank you.
Looking forward to next week.